believe that with education and knowledge comes better decision making. I think a lot of people now may be panicking a little bit with some of the information that they're gathering from the media. We want to talk to them about the truth about concussions. We want to tell them and inform them what you do if something happens. And also, we also know that football is not the leading cause of concussions. There's a lot of other sports that do so as well. But if you're going to play a sport, you need to understand what your child is going through. You need to understand the proper ways to kind of help him have not only a fun experience, but having a safe experience.
I have two boys who play football, and one is 6, one's 13. So starting early, and I just want to know how that he needs to be tackling correctly so that we can avoid injuries that might affect him long term.
The head to whip around and the brain to whip around quickly inside the skull.
They're doing, they're running, then they got to come to balance, right? They can't just run up here and go all over the place and try to make a tackle. So they have to come to balance, but, and then they get, this is the first step before making a tackle.
Out here, we learned a lot inside, especially with regards to concussion and all the safety and everything, and then it was fun to get outside and play a little bit. So
coach told us that the percentage of guys that want to come out and play football had dropped off a little bit due to parents, lack of education about football and knowing the safety of the game. And today they came out and got educated a lot, and it's good to go home and basically educate their families about it.
We coach kids all over the place, but I've not seen as much enthusiasm. You guys are fantastic. And the most important thing, I hope you guys learned about how to make the game better and safer. And so you learn about concussions. You learn about how to make sure your kids are fitted correctly. And you learn how to tackle correctly. What we've got to do is we got to change the culture of this game. We got to educate coaches. We got to educate parents. And we got to educate kids and teach them the right way to play.
Three,